Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 8th of September. The prepper tip of the day is to store sea salt, sugar, baking soda, and green coffee beans. Yes, there is such a thing as green coffee beans. You can't do anything with them until they've been roasted, or freeze-dried coffee, one or the other. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Len Horowitz, a man, I like to say, a man with his brain on fire. Many websites, we give out, we give out 6 of them. There's about 2 dozen or more. Listen carefully. War on WeThePeople.com. This is one of the more recent ones. War on WeThePeople.com. Then we go with something I listen to every day because it's so much fun and invigorating. 528radio.com. Next is JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Then we go to a place I go do my personal shopping at, HealthyWorldStore.com. Next is revolutiontelevision.net, and then we have medicalveritas.org. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Thank you, sir. I got a note here from one of our listeners. CDC, which I jokingly refer to as the Center for Disease Creation, they say in their own survey, this is official government information, 55% of the babies and toddlers had a systemic reaction after getting the COVID vaccine. Systemic reaction is any reaction beyond the injection site. I think that's a heads up for a lot more serious things to come, don't you think, sir?
You could take it as that, John. You could also take it as actual fraud, and it's actually complete misrepresentation. It's 100%. 100%. Think about, what is a vaccine? It causes systemic reactions. Its purpose is to create systemic reactions.
That's right also. You're right. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Right. Absolutely. And, of course, another article I saw coming out of Europe, that for slightly older children, more than 600% increase in fatalities of children who have received the COVID clot shot. Very scary stuff, isn't it, sir?
Yes, I was watching Fox News. They stated there was a statistic that was extraordinary, too. There was a 19 times the rate of suicides in people who had been dealing with all of the ramifications of the lockdowns. So this is just extraordinary. It really just goes to show you that we're dealing with a racketeering enterprise. This is a cartel that has the objective to reduce populations and destroy America in the process most profitably. And so that this is really what's unfolding. And the amount of destruction, we should not be surprised how effective they are, because this is big pharma. This is exactly what the book of Revelation talks about. You know, in the end time scenario where there's wars, rumors of wars, earth changes, weather changes, great plagues striking, who does the Bible tell us that is responsible? It is the sorcerers, the pharmacopoeia, the pharmaceutical cartel. And so you're looking at all of the political machinations and fraud. We're actually dealing with aiding and abetting on Capitol Hill. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you're not calling this out for what it is, literally a satanic conspiracy that has infiltrated every aspect of corporatism internationally, that's controlling China, it's controlling Russia, it's controlling the United States and the Middle East. If you are not calling it out, then by silence, your silence is aiding and abetting. You're complicit. You're willfully blind to what's actually taking place. So, you know, yesterday I saw Rand Paul, for example. And again, you know, we could say, oh, well, Rand Paul's great and he's done all these wonderful things. Well, you know what? He's actually aiding and abetting, in my humble opinion. And the reason for that is simple. He's claiming, oh, the FBI, for example, here is just politically biased. Excuse me? You want to go on national television and tell the world that the FBI, that since J. Edgar Hoover has been complicit in genocide, in aiding and abetting literally every aspect of what the degeneration of America, that they're simply politically biased and not complicit in seditious treason? How can you actually live with yourself? Politics is outrageous. It's just gotten to the point it's outrageous.
Going back to something you said a moment ago, 19% increase in suicides, that's 1,900%, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And again, think about this, okay? I mean, I went to Harvard. I got a public health degree, postdoctoral. I attended the public health meetings. I knew personally some of the highest level officials in the entire industry. They're not stupid. They're not stupid people, believe me. What they absolutely knew in advance is that the toll that this would take, particularly on children, was going to be devastating. You have, what is a human being? A human being has values and needs and concerns, such as food and water and air and shelter and love and belonging. Now you start to separate families as they have been doing, and poisoning the foods, poisoning the air, poisoning the water supplies. What do you expect? This is not public health. This is degeneration. This is literally genocide. That is strictly defined. I'm not using that sensationally, that word genocide. It's strictly defined. In fact, they've been altering and kind of like relieving the definition. It's strictly defined in the old days as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. The ideology of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, for example, the objective is depopulation and transhumanization. So the civilization is being taken out. So this is genocidal and it's treasonous what's taking place in America today. It's seditious conspiracy of an racketeering enterprise.
Our the English language has a bit of a defect here. The word genocide traditionally has always meant attempting to kill off a specific nation or ethnic group or religious group, as opposed to everybody. And
yeah.
So I'm, you know, Do we have a word that describes the attempt to kill everybody?
Well, you could say it's pan-genocide. But
there we go, pan-genocide. Is that a new word? I don't know.
Yeah, pan-genocide is fine. But you know okay. what? Just the word itself. What's the root? Genes, genetics, genesis.
Roger that. Roger
Genesis.
That.
So this is the beginning of civilization and the end of civilization that they're literally attacking. Again, last night on one of the shows, they were talking about the power of artificial intelligence. You know, AI is having a profoundly negative impact on human brains and human capabilities, human competition and capabilities of contributing something substantial. The children and people who are addicted to the iPhones and the iPads and even the computers to a great extent, you are literally retraining your brain to be an idiot. Literally. You're not taking the opportunity that God gives us by our human right to develop as a complete, whole, capable, worthy human being, capable of love and belonging, capable of contributing something substantial in our lives, proving ourselves. What's life existence about if you're not going to have a challenge and prove that you can overcome them? This is crazy what's going on, and it's unbelievable.
Well, Doctor, I was visiting with a friend yesterday. He's a master machinist, has his own business. He bills $100 an hour for his time. He says, John, I can't find a young man who wants to learn how to do what I do. Can't find him. We got a caller on hold here. A retired attorney in Massachusetts. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. I had just one comment and a question, but I have to increase that to two comments and one question. And one is immediately that you just said about brain not being allowed to train. That's in line with what Ms. Ruthie Andrews, who was a guest about a week ago. She is a counselor, psychological, or something like that. So she was saying, that is on the same program as Mr. Morse, she was saying that just when children move physically on the ground or classroom or whatever, that itself trains the brain of young children. So that's not being done. Say, her case was that she was criticizing these Ritalin and similar medications, which think that that is the diagnosis, think that, oh, if a child is moving in the seat, he or she must be needing Ritalin. So that was my first thought. The second was that sometimes Mr. Moore tells us about getting emergency medical technician training, but I think that's not practical. The reason is that most of these trainings require mask, vaccination, so on and so forth, and I'm quite sure that a lot of things have been relaxed, but CDC has not relented on medical officers required to have masks. And I think this emergency medical technician training at a stage that requires going into a hospital, and I think entering a hospital without that injection is not possible, particularly if there's some tissue examination or blood work or something like that. So those are my two comments. And my question was something which I asked Professor McKenney yesterday, just as a logical examination, that many months ago you told us about regulatory capture. So what I find is that that is when we have these TV or radio physicians being asked questions and asked to recommend what booster or secondary injection to take. They said, okay, you can take any of them. That is, if the primary was Pfizer, secondary could be Moderna or any other brand. And what is happening is that now there's a German report of, I think, about 70 pages, and Dr. Poornima Wag was interviewed by Dr. Lee Merritt, and they are both saying that it has, that is, at least Dr. Poornima Wag was saying that she had personally examined maybe hundreds of samples and maybe 20 or more brands, and they all have just various concentrations of very heavy toxic metals. So it seems just like regulatory capture, there is some understanding between manufacturers that, okay, we are not going to put any genetic material, say RNA, but we are just going to make a mixture of heavily toxic metals. And that's why the injections can be interchangeable. So how can that be when, as I told yesterday, that even energy cleaner says not to mix different brands or different batteries. And I think the example, Professor McKinney said that we are not supposed to mix various types of oils, even in a simple device like an automobile engine. So my question to you was that how can we mix different type of injections unless they have similar design or similar understanding between the manufacturers? That
Good
okay,
question.
We just have to
put
different concentrations of metal.
Why can't we mix up these different vaccines, sir?
Yeah, that's great. It's a very, very important question. The answer is it's hypocrisy. It's genocidal hypocrisy. There's no other explanation. Let me give you some background. First of all, take a look at what is on primetime television almost all the time. Every commercial is a drug commercial telling you what side effects. In a 60-second commercial, they've got, 20, 30 seconds telling you all the terrible side effects, disease, and death that may result by taking the product as recommended. Are you kidding me? That's a behavioral science ploy. It's not simply advertising. This is social engineering. They're literally engineering a society that normalizes disease and death. So what's the most important thing in life? It's health. You lose your health, you lose everything. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have if you lose your health. The bottom line here is they're normalizing. And this is all about poisoning people. It doesn't matter what booster you take or what vaccine you take. They're all causing the systemic reactions, the autoimmune diseases, the cancer risks, all of these issues. And when you talk about, for example, the metals, what lesson did we not learn from Dan Burton's congressional investigation hearings into mercury toxicity causing autistic spectrum disorders and burdening the United States of America with terrible levels of special needs of children, destroying families, the burden economically on special education is outrageous. Did we not permit that by our silence, politicians on Capitol Hill? I testified at one of those hearings. Do you know what happened? Dan Burton knocked down his gavel and said, quote, Dr. Horowitz, we're not permitting that in this discussion. They censored me in the session on Capitol Hill because I was saying literally when they were talking about giving CDC another $40 million at that time, now it's billions, $40 million was to help the CDC determine whether autistic spectrum disorder, heavy metal poisoning was taking place from the vaccinations. And I said, wouldn't it be wise before you basically give them another $40 million is to clean the foxes out of the hen house first? Oh, the gavel came down. Dr. Horowitz, you're out of order. I'm sorry, folks. We're dealing with criminal psychopathology that is literally not just treasonous and seditious, it is genocidal. And so they're normalizing death and disease. And that's what it's all about. They're socially engineering. So there's only the hypocrisy that you're talking about here, saying, oh, you can mix all these vaccines. What's the common denominator? The common denominator is the profitable disease and death for depopulation that is consistent with their obviously published agenda.
Well, that's a very comprehensive response, sir. Amit, thank you for your call. Let's go next to Charlie in Florida. Charlie in Florida, your turn, sir. Hello, Charlie in Florida. We got a break. Maybe Charlie can get with us after the break.
Can you hear me?
Break.
John?
Stay tuned. Hold on, Charlie. We got a break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay, I'm back. I got a contractor here. We got some things going on. And is Charlie with us?
Yes, I am.
What's your question or comment, Charlie?
Oh, I just, first of all, I wanted to tell everybody that I can back up what Mr. The gentleman from India, Amit, I believe his name is.
Yeah, he
was saying, because I've seen the same report and I've looked into it in other ways, and all these shots are the same. And actually, her name is Pormina Waugh, and there's actually a video linked on the RBN page that goes to an interview with her and Dr. Lee Merritt. Where Dr. Lee Merritt is is talking with this woman, and she's a virologist. A lot of people have called into question her credentials, and I actually checked her out, and all of her credentials line up. She did have a lab out in Santa Barbara, and she was doing research out there. I can verify that. Okay, 100% verify that. Because there were, it's like, John, you know, anytime somebody brings up something new with this virus and changes the dynamics on this virus, they want to come after them and attack them. But she's saying is she's her and a group of labs throughout the country have examined all the vaccines, the major manufacturers of them, and looked at the contents in them, and what they found is they all contain graphene oxide and various amounts of heavy toxic metals. And the reason why some people are affected and at certain times and others aren't, and why some people could go for longer periods, you should say all of them have basically the same toxic metals in them, but they vary in quantity. In other words, one might have a high amount of aluminum in it, whereas another one might have a high amount of something else. And varying on these different levels that are in there, she said she's identified 35 different types of toxicity levels. So it's affecting people differently. And that's how, it's what Ahmed was saying, is you can get you can interchange these shots. They're all the same. They're supposed to be different according to their, you know, according to their patents and all these things, but they're not. They're all the same. They're lying to us again. These shots are made to kill us. They're made poison us. That's the only reason they were ever made. And,
absolutely. Well, yeah. That's good. Let's get some response from Dr. Horowitz.
Well, I wanted to say before we go to Dr. Horowitz, I wanted to tell him thank you. I've ordered some of his that mouthwash that he has that you use after you brush your teeth, and I've been using it, and it's wonderful. And I wanted to thank him for that. So
absolutely, okay. Thank you for the call, Charlie. Doctor, your response to Charlie's comments?
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Thank you, John. First of all, I have to correct myself. There's so much material coming in so quickly. The 19-time increase of suicide was associated with actually going through the medical procedures for transhumanizing yourself, actually becoming transgender. So the fundamental understanding, again, goes back to who we are as human beings under one great God. If you don't know who you are, if you think that you're in the wrong sex body and you suddenly realize that God made a mistake in you, you have lost everything. And so it is not, and it's consistent with actual people going to vaccines or people going to drugs. Imagine how faithless that is, particularly for a born-again Christian community. Excuse me, you don't go running to the medicine cabinet to pop a magic pill to cure every ill. You go to God because it's God's problem. If you're a humble servant of the Creator, then you don't have a health issue. The Creator has the health issue. You take it with faithful, loving prayer, with positive, loving intention to heal to the Creator. You say, hey, boss, I got a problem. You got a problem. Please deal with it. Let your Holy Spirit power flow into my body to get rid of whatever this is that's inconsistent with your genetics, with your DNA, with your antenna to the Creator, with my program to be all that I can be in service to you and humanity. Then please fix whatever they're claiming, whether it's
Hold on, autoimmune disease.
So yep. That's number one.
We got to check. Hold on, Doc. We got a break. We're right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S-Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Doing more private consultations than ever, typically 2 to 3 a week, helping people get the clarity, the information, the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have winter coming. If you want to be warm, cozy, and save money, well, check out the Liberator rocket heater. It will heat 2,000 square feet. It's the only wood-burning appliance that burns both regular firewood and wood pellets. 99.5% efficient, which means no smoke. A wood-burning stove with no smoke. Once it reaches operating temperature, about 5 to 7 minutes, there's no smoke. We have these in stock ready for immediate shipment. This time last year, we were running 3 to 4 months back orders. We've increased our size of our factory. We have a bunch of new employees, new equipment, and we're going gangbusters. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, who I hope can stay another half hour if he can, doctor, and his websites are listening carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.com, 528Radio.com, great music, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, place where I go shopping on a regular basis, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, can you hang with us another half hour today, sir?
I'll try, John. I've okay. got a pretty tight schedule today, but
I know. I got a contract out there with a backhoe as we speak, and I'm running back and forth to give them directions. So it's a crazy world. You were interrupted by the break. If you want to continue, sir.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, Charlie in Florida actually reinforces exactly what Amit in Massachusetts was talking about with regard to the poisons. It doesn't matter which vaccine. Absolute true. And yes, it's about time that our representatives on Capitol Hill tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All of the vaccines is a genocidal agenda. The issue that these folks are raising is also the heavy metal poisonings that now include the graphene and the graphene oxide. And that the common denominator in the vaccines, and I tell you that they must be lying, because they're lying about everything. Why would they now claim that, oh, no, the vaccines don't contain graphene? That's what the official line is. Well, listen, that's ridiculous, because if you go back even as early as 2012 in the scientific literature, it's heralding this wonderful advance of graphene, the monolayer that's used inside. Now, this is a monolayer. That means it's a one nano atom thick and molecular structure thick of what's called graphene. And then if you want to get the science to understand fully what we're talking about here, go to medicalveritas.org and read the latest two articles. The banner deals with the antidote to the graphene. Everybody's talking about the need for antidotes to something that the government is saying doesn't exist in the vaccines. They're lying. They have to be lying. And in terms of the similarities of the vaccinations, there is a difference. Supposedly, the AstraZeneca and the J&J vaccinations source from gorilla feces. The vectors in the vaccine that is supposedly for COVID is sourced from gorilla feces. That's not the case for Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines. They're different types of vaccines, but what is the common denominator again? The common denominator has to be what they're lying about. The hydrogel is where the action is. The vaccination hydrogel. Now, what does that word mean? Hydro is water. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light energy. It is a superconductor of electronics. This is bioelectronics to connect your brain to the cloud to facilitate civilization's undermining via artificial intelligence, which is what Elon Musk and his collaborators are doing with the brain cloud, what's called the Neuralink. This is the step that is for this hydrogel injection, is the step for transhumanizing civilization. Make no mistake about it. Everything else, if you look at, for example, a scientific presentation I just gave the other day, it went up on BitChute, on my website, my account on BitChute and in Rumble. It is shattered. It's titled Dr. Leonard Horowitz Shatters the Medical Paradigm. And the issue is, again, this whole concept of cognitive warfare. We are at war. And make no mistake about it, the war that's being administered is well summarized by NATO officials as well as Johns Hopkins that gave us all the false information about COVID. Johns Hopkins and NATO published the summary report on cognitive warfare, and everything that's taking place, including Rand Paul and James Jordan, their efforts on Capitol Hill, is part of the diversion and deception for civilization's elimination via cognitive warfare and social engineering in this way. So the graphene antidote, is in a product that it's called Zeolove. Zeolove, I produced that years ago based on the understanding that heavy metal toxicity, mercury toxicity in vaccination was a major problem. So I came up with a formula that contains the main number one most respected chelator, which is zeolite. But I said to myself, you know, we need to add humic acid, humus, because there's something about the mineral content that's very beneficial. A lot of people are literally deprived of minerals, good minerals. So I added humus. Now, it just turns out that the antidote for graphene and graphene oxide poisoning and this heavy metal toxicity associated is in Zeolove. And you can get that on healthyworldstore.com. And I want to thank also Charlie for recommending Liquid Dentist. I can't keep it on the shelf. People love it. I love it. I adore it. It is great tasting. It reverses tooth decay, reverses gum disease, makes your teeth feel so super smooth and clean that you get addicted to it. You want to use it every 2 or 3 days. Actually, the 3 to 9 minute swish with it, and it's delicious tasting, and you swallow it. It's all organic. It's like a natural food, but it's got great essential oils. We just heard a commercial on how wonderful essential oils are. It tastes great, and it gives you then, when you swallow it, a natural nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of germs in your mouth. So basically, that's Liquid Dentist, and it's a fantastic product. I use it regularly, and I know I can't even keep it on the shelves because people love it and reorder it.
Well,
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, I used it and like it also, and I always keep a spare bottle in hand besides the one that's open. Doctor, we got a caller and holder. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning, John. Let me take it off speaker. I'm sorry. Yes, I think we do have a big cognition problem here. We have mental problems. I think they are engineered. They're engineered, and this engineering could never have been done without the internet. Maybe there's other ways. But what I'm saying is that the internet and the great load of information that's out there makes this possible. It also separates people into different little chat rooms where they all agree on something, and their consensus becomes their reality. It's not reality necessarily at all. It's probably very limited information. So I want to give you two or three examples of scientific fraud, which is claimed right now and has been uncovered by different people. Now, Jeff Rentz has an article up. He says, Dr. Lee Merritt's big discovery. Parnima Wag says she has 2 PhDs in virology and that the virus doesn't exist. She's lying about both. Well, that's what Jeff said. And that links to an article by Steve Kirsch. And that article is titled, Eric Coppolino Exposes Parnima Wag as a Fraud. She says she has 2 PhDs in virology, and they cannot find this information. And Kirsch then goes on talking about a number of virus deniers, a virus denier movement, naming a number of people. And it's rather concerning. Why is there this virus denier movement going on? And, you know, this is like the deception that could even deceive the very elect. And the second example, quite concerning, is that this fellow Kevin McCarron, I'm sure you've heard of him, he discovered that, according to Rentz, he discovered that Robert O. Young submitted a paper with credentials of someone else on it. What he did was he wrote the paper in the other guy's name first, submitting it for review, I guess, and then he changed the name to his name. And this is utter science fraud, this Robert Young. It seemed like he did some good research looking at identifying graphene oxide in samples he was claiming were from vials. May very well be in there. I know that Richard Fleming has said that graphene oxide has been in these vaccines for a long time, and it's in the literature, just like you said. And, of course, they were looking at it as a carrier into the cells. But, you know, if we've got this guy now in the – and he's basically a virus denier in many respects, making a fraudulent paper. And then Peter Bragan apparently got a call from Malone, upset about what he was saying about Malone and Desmet. And that I guess the idea that Rents was bringing out is that Desmet is on the wrong side and spreading some deceptive ideas. So it's very hairy out there. There's lots of fog to see through. And but when I hear people doing real science fraud and they're not real scientists, you know, as we expect a real scientist to be with degrees, it's fine that they don't have degrees. And I think we should listen to what Cornelia Wag said and see what we can find. But I don't trust one person coming out saying, hey, I tested all these things and this, these are the results, and there's no verification. In science, there must be reproducibility. So, you know, there's a lot of fog out there. What are your comments about this this problem of information and confusion, Leonard?
Go ahead, Doctor.
Cognitive warfare. You've basically just characterized it perfectly. The virus issue is one classic example of that. The virus deniers claim that there's no virus, there's no COVID, it's all fabricated. Guess what? The man that actually invented this virus, AIDS virus denier agenda, his name is Peter Duesberg. D-U-E-S-B-E-R-G. You can look it up.
Wow.
Dr. Peter Duesberg.
I know
him. Yeah. So Duesberg, I debated Duesberg three times on radio many years ago. Three times. Each time I had in my hand his contracts under which numerous AIDS-like, Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by his organization working with Dr. Robert Gallo and his group under the National Cancer Institute, which was called Litton Bionetics. I have their contracts. You can actually go to healthyworldstore.com and you can go to the book section, PDF files of these documents. They're there for sale. They're reprinted and you can download them. And any valid researcher in this entire field and question as to whether the viruses exist, basically you need to have those documents, those contracts, federal contracts. So they lied. Duesberg had no capability of responding to the fact that I held in my hand the evidence that proved he was lying about denier, the AIDS virus and the virus deniers. Everything that you're seeing right now deals with this whole concept of censorship. You see, this is a diversion in military, in warfare. You have diversions, you have decoys. That's what this is. In cognitive warfare, they are decoying and diverting the attention of the population into sham debates. That's what this is about. And so that is,
yes,
unfortunately where we're at right now. And I want to thank you for bringing that to everybody's attention.
Yeah, I mean, just keep an eye out and see if there's other people who are faking and lying to us. I think there's many well-intentioned people who are sucked into and believing this stuff, but they don't have the technical capability to analyze. You know, no one here on RBN has ever had a virologist who believes that viruses exist and is in standard science on here to describe what they believe. And so, but they're going against it, but they've never examined the theory. They've never honestly examined the theory, and this is dishonest intention. This is not rigorous or sincere research. And if people are not going to be sincere, they're going to receive just what they deserve. They're going to remain in the dark, and the darkness is coming down at every angle, in every dimension, Ukraine, everything, right? So this is a very dark world that we're running into. People are confused, and it's a war against the mind. It's very disturbing when we realize how bad it really is, Leonard. Thanks a lot.
Thank
okay.
you.
Dave,
you know, just John, if I might just interject.
Please.
We're dealing with behavioral science. Cognitive warfare is a process that is administered under the genre of behavioral science. So this what you're experiencing and what you're describing is sensory motor overload, confusion, cognitive dissonance. We're witnessing pseudo reality, which has been contrived. It's all based on the behavioral science of social engineering to destroy civilization and convert it to transhumanism and AI administration of reality. That's why it is toxic to watch television. It is a hypnotronic behavioral engineering device. It's
absolutely
hypnotronic.
It is.
Warfare.
Hold on, doctor. We have a break. Call number is 800. Disregard 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Listen carefully to these websites. Here they are. This is one of Dr. Horowitz's newest ones. WarOnWeThePeople.com. I say again, WarOnWeThePeople.com. Next, one of my favorites, listen to it every day, 528Radio.com. We go to JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, where you get those excellent products that he offers for sale, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, the entire planet is being subject to the worst crime in recorded human history, isn't it, sir?
Yes, John. And to summarize this hour, which has dealt with genocide, cognitive warfare, and the behavioral science that is literally conditioning people into their own destruction, you have to go back to MKUltra, the Central Intelligence Agency's definitive program for mind control, mind war, everything from the use of drugs and the hallucinogenic drugs, LSD, psilocybin, that Peter Thiel currently, who's your top military, U.S. military defense contractor, data miner, Peter Thiel, heavily invested in these drugs, the psilocybin drugs. You have to go back to MKUltra, mind control, because this is cognitive warfare. Now, what was interesting when I researched years ago, and probably your audience has never heard what I'm about to say, but all of the biological weapons, all of the lab creations, all of the disease induction is under what's called MK Naomi. I exposed that in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, as early as 1996. MK Naomi program is a subordinate part of MKUltra cognitive warfare. The primary issue to raise consciousness, to raise spirituality, to become all that we can be spiritually under the grace of God, deals with setting aside the human ego mind, fear-based consciousness, and confusion that this hour has basically discussed. We've got to let it go. We've got to move on to our faith in the Creator and restore the blessings within us that make us capable of surviving.
Roger that. Dr. Holom, we got our top 10 hour break. We'll be right back.
It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafine, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied, or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry, but it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.